It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Nate?
This week I finally got all our fishing stuff out. Started going through it. And
you didn't even know where all your fishing stuff was.
Yeah, it was kind of buried in the back of the garage somewhere. Had to go dig it out.
From a long, hard winter. Like the Ruskies.
Sure.
The bad guys in Lethal Weapon 3 or whatever.
Yeah, sure. But anyway, so I got them out and made sure they were
Rocky IV.
Oiled up. I have no idea. You're just saying words right now.
They were in Rocky IV. That was the bad guys, the Russians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, back to fishing, what this whole podcast is about.
I defeat all man.
Shut up.
I'm out. Turn him off. So I got it out and started like re-leadering stuff that needed to be re-leadered and just checking up on the terminal tackle, see what kind of hooks and stuff we needed. It's always exciting.
I hooked you up with a couple of Florida fishing product reels you're
going
to take.
You did. Yeah. Yeah, we're going fishing in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you and your family are going away for a long weekend.
This weekend. So
to hopefully do some harvesting.
Yeah, we'll probably do a little harvesting.
But also some releasing.
Yeah.
Kaylee Grace Henderson is back. Nate's sister.
They let me
sometimes
back, you guys.
Co-host. Kaylee, what is new with you?
Baseball's back.
Baseball is back as of last Thursday. Go
and
Cubs.
I just realized that it's back.
You are a Braves fan, correct?
Yeah. I jumped on the Cubs bandwagon when they were in the World Series, but
long term you're a Braves guy.
Long term. So I'm super excited about that. I love everything
baseball. Me too. The baseball package on streaming is the greatest app of all the apps in the history of the world.
Can you watch multiple games at one time?
I've never tried that because I'm a one-team guy.
Right.
You can start the game at any time. You can pause it. You can fast forward it. It's just incredible. You can get the home announcers, the away announcers. It's just everything that an app should be. So I love that app.
All right.
Em.
Hi.
What's new with you?
So by the time this episode airs, I'll have like a brand new freaking shower. And I'm so excited. There's lots of like sign language happening around the table. No one was paying attention to me.
I think it was in Russian.
You're getting a brand new shower.
I am.
We are podcasting for the deaf community.
That's not funny. That's a little funny.
Too soon.
Yeah. So we, our shower, I think I've mentioned it on the podcast a time or two because it really annoyed me. Our shower has been falling apart and we finally got our lives together and we're able to, we did the demo ourselves and then we had a local guy, his name's Gary Ellis. I'll leave his information in the show notes if anybody's looking for like general house stuff. He's really awesome. Anyways, he's here tiling our shower and I'm very excited. So excited that I was in there with him for a lot of the day learning things and being
She's annoying. About to annoy the crap out of this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor dude. You know that a handyman doesn't like someone looking over their shoulder, right?
Of course not. Like when I worked on Bose, I didn't really love the customer standing there watching me. They would a lot of the times. I didn't love it.
Guess what else is new?
What else, Gilmer?
You're supposed to guess.
You have a new review.
I do. Good guess.
I feel like this is not off to a good start.
I feel like, okay, get comfortable. This is a very long review.
A lengthy review.
A novel, if you will. A novella?
It's from Jonathan Webb.
Yeah, who is that? Do we know
North
him?
Of the Border.
Oh my gosh, this whole thing is a review?
Yeah.
It's literally...
Oh, holy crap.
Oh, I thought it was just those first couple
of
sentences.
No, this is the greatest review in the history of the world. This review perfectly sums up our podcast.
Here we go. Quote, "Let's be honest. Tuesdays suck. The week just started. There's nothing on TV, and in Canada during the winter, we barely see the sun. That's why I listen to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. It's more fun than the Michael Scott's Dunder Mifflin Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial Celebrity Rabies Awareness Pro-Am Fun Run Race for the Cure.
For the Cure.
For the Cure."
They hung up. "Do you identify with any of the following ideas? Facebook should never be used as a duck identification tool."
We've touched on that.
A few times.
I mean, just in the first 29, 30 episodes.
"Do you have an unhealthy dislike for major cable and satellite providers and prefer to consume television through free-to-air streaming services?"
I feel like we may have talked about that a few times.
"Do you feel Garth Brooks is massively overrated?" Never mind. No, I'm not reading this one.
And any talent he does have is derived from his Chris Gaines persona.
Jonathan.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you have a strong belief that water swatting ducks as an adult is deplorable and should be met with stern and swift repercussions?
Nope.
Yes.
Are you interested in discovering the secret hot dog menu ordered at racetrack locations throughout the South?
Yeah. And I guess they don't have racetracks up there, or maybe they don't sell hot dogs at their racetracks.
They have Tim Hortons, eh?
Do they sell they sell donuts.
And coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that they sell hot dogs.
Do they sell moose meat?
No, that's not how that
Do
works.
Do they have gas stations in Canada?
Yeah. They have real cars, Kaylee.
If you've answered, this is the rest of the review. We're almost done, everyone. If you've answered yes to any of these questions, this is your podcast. Go give it a listen. You might even learn something like which bear is best.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
What do you feel? How do you feel in your heart about that podcast? I mean, about that podcast review.
It's almost enough of a script to be a podcast.
Yeah, we could have just used. We should get Jonathan to write a.
Thank you for listening to the Cast of Blast Florida. Yeah. No, but that was great. It really does perfectly sum up the podcast.
Yeah. And occasionally we talk about outdoors.
Yeah. Or Russia, like a crazy person. Russia.
Thanks, Jonathan. That was super cool of you to write all that.
Ivan Drago in Rocky IV was the bad dude. He was the Russian.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know that you do.
I do.
I'm not sure that you do.
Listen, you should watch Glow because Alison Brie's character.
That's actually a pretty good show.
Plays. Did you watch it?
I did watch
it. Russian?
Good. Did you like it?
I did like it.
I loved it.
Is she
really
a Russian?
Well done. She plays a Russian villain while she's wrestling.
She does.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. A game is the foot.
A game is the foot.
Every week.
We've done this in the past. Florida Sportsman article titles. I've got 7 of them. I'm going to read them to you. Nate will then tell me which ones are made up. Are you ready, Nate?
Ready.
Emily and Kaylee, you're welcome to chime in if you'd like. These were all taken from the March and April editions of Florida Sportsman. First up, the best advice you ever got on Dolphin. Pros talk tips that score fish. Lee's Keys. Plot a course to the barrier islands of Southwest Florida for boating, fishing, camping, shelling, and more. Number 3. Looking Sharp. As memories are revisited, a classic 25 whaler is given a new look and new commission. 4. Appalachicola. To the last drop. Fishermen hold on to hope as Supreme Court takes up dispute over water supply to this vital Gulf Coast estuary.
That's got to be made up.
You feeling good so far, Nate? Like these are tough, right?
I'm going to nail this.
Pre-spawn snook success. 2 South Florida pros tell how to catch snook early in the season and off the beaten path. The uninitiated might spot dedicated snook anglers on the water, but have no clue what they are up to.
Oh my.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Continue.
This is number 6.
Number 6, shallow water surprises. Fish have tails, and Florida waters have no fences.
What in the?
I hope that's real.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Number 7, Longbeard Rendezvous. Calling is only part of the equation. Start by meeting them where they're going.
Is that from Tinder?
Which which of those are not real?
I'm like really hoping that the pre-spawn snook.
Pre-spawn snook success to South Florida.
Yeah, yes.
Pros.
Don't read the whole thing. We're going to be here for another hour.
We don't have that kind of time.
We don't have that kind of time.
Sportsman.
I'm thinking I really wish and hope that's real. So I'm going to go real.
That's
that
real.
Yes.
Oh, that's a real God. Title.
Yes.
That's a book.
Yeah. Did the article end after that title?
It used 2 periods in the subtitle.
All right. We'll start from the top. Top one is real.
Best advice you ever got on Dolphin. Pro talk tips that score fish is real.
Thank you. Lee's Keys is made up.
Lee's Keys plot a course to the barrier islands of Southwest Florida for boating, fishing, camping, shelling, and more is real.
No, come on. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible. Okay. Looking Sharp is real.
Looking Sharp about the classic 25 whaler. That's real.
That's real. Appalachicola is fake. Yeah, it's not real.
Appalachicola to the last drop. Fishermen hold on to the hope as Supreme Court takes up dispute over water supply on this vital Gulf Coast estuary is real.
Holy mackerel. Edit.
It's that Pulitzer Prize winning title work there. Shallow water surprises. That fish. One's so funny.
Shallow water surprises.
That one's so good.
Fish have tails.
Fish have tails.
If Florida waters have new fences.
Breaking news. I really hope it's real.
It's real.
Is it real?
It's real.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Florida sportsman.
Longbeard Rendezvous calling is only part of the equation. Start by meeting them where they're going.
All these are real, aren't they?
Is real.
They're oh my gosh.
He tricked us.
Is that a turkey one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a turkey one.
Longbeard Rendezvous. Oh.
They're all real.
They're all real. And they're all from the last 2 months.
That's and they're all ridiculous.
Yes. All of them.
You know, you ever heard?
I kind of like fish have tails if Florida waters have new fences. Like, that kind of warms my soul.
Yeah. No, it warms my soul too, but you got to be an idiot to know that. Not know that fish don't have tails. Like, come on.
I left a few on the cutting room floor because I felt sympathy.
Right. You felt bad for them?
Nothing to do with the title.
You know, when people make fun of Florida.
Yes.
It's for a reason.
Yes.
Florida man writes the worst titles in a magazine ever seen by human eyes.
What are we talking about today, Em?
Today, we're talking about excuses.
This seems like a super helpful episode.
We all have them. We all need them.
Well, I feel like we are experts at them. Nate and I particularly.
Absolutely.
You are absolutely for like, sure.
Coming up with an excuse for not coming home with game or fish, I'm your man.
Yeah, for sure. And we're here to help out the fellow sportsmen.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a public service episode.
Absolutely.
Really. You want to start, Nate? You want me to start?
I'll start.
All right.
We get this problem a lot in Florida. It's too hot.
Too hot's bad.
Yes.
Because of the oxygen in the water. Like, this is legit. This is a legit excuse. I use this in the summer all the time.
Absolutely.
Like, not on charters. On my charters, we never get shut out.
Right.
But when it gets too hot, it lowers the oxygen level. And until you get a rain or something, the fish just shut down. Like, they'll leave the flats because there's no oxygen in the water. They won't bite.
Also kills your bait.
Yeah, it'll kill your bait.
Also, it's just miserable.
Also, it's not fun.
Yeah. It's just not a fun time to be out there.
Like, that's when I like
middle
to run,
of August?
Yeah, that's when I like to run nighttime charters.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's bad news bears. Opposite of too hot is too cold.
Hang on, I have a question.
Shoot.
Can we talk about duck hunting on this episode?
Absolutely, we can talk about duck hunting.
Because too hot is a duck hunting problem, too.
Tell us about this.
There's no ducks.
This is true. This is absolutely true.
If it's too hot, there's no ducks. How do you hunt for them if they don't come down? There's no ducks.
That is true.
We have to get cold weather to get ducks this far south.
Yeah. Now, the exception to that is the resident, like the wood ducks or the early migrators like teal, because they're coming no matter what.
Right.
I agree with you. Too hot is absolutely a duck problem.
You are right. That is an excuse I hear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was too hot.
Too hot.
It's too hot.
They're not here yet.
Right.
Opposite problem, too cold.
Which we don't have a lot.
No, but
here. But too cold for us is like 50 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and if you do get a snap, snook can get lethargic. They won't bite.
They could die.
They could die.
Because if the water gets too cold, they die.
I don't really know if too cold is an excuse for fishing or not, because I don't fish when it's cold.
Right.
It's too cold to actually go fishing.
Yes. Yes.
But I do sometimes use it for ducks. It's too cold and the ducks wouldn't fly.
What?
Yeah.
That's malarkey.
Maybe they sat on the roost a little longer because it was so cold.
So cold.
You know, when it's 39 degrees in Florida and people up north are shooting them and they're cracking ice to get to them.
Right. Yes.
All right. You got one, Em?
I don't want to read the next one because it's so stupid. Too many fish. Too many fish?
Too many fish.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. This is a professional excuse. Like, you can't do this. This is not for the lighthearted. Sometimes you go and there's so many fish that it's almost like you can't catch one. Does that make sense?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
Let me try this again. Ask me why we didn't catch any fish.
Why didn't you catch any fish?
Dude, there were too many.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, because I've literally caught 70 snook in 45 minutes.
There were just too many fish. You just gotta, you kind of roll with it. Look. When, like, you have that many fish there, sometimes they're spawning or whatever, and I'm just, they weren't interested. There were just too many fish.
I have seen a like 30 snook balled up, and they won't eat.
You can cast right in the middle of them.
Because they're spawning.
Have you seen the tarpon in Boca Grande Pass on the surface?
Yeah, they'll do the same thing.
There's too many fish.
Okay, but, I kind of, because like, if
but I don't know if the excuse is too many fish. I think the excuse is like their behavior. They're not a feeding mode.
I don't like to judge fish that way.
Okay.
There were too many of them. You couldn't harvest.
Let's move on to the actual valid excuse that we have on this list.
The only one.
The only one. There were no fish. Like, there were no fish.
I'm not familiar with that phenomenon.
Can I read the definition that Travis has here, because it's so stupid? Self-explanatory. They were here this morning. They were here yesterday. Sometimes they just vanish.
That's not an exact quote from a charter that I've used.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we've all been there. Apparently not you.
No.
So we can turn you off for this segment. But we've all been there. You can pull up to the spot that you killed them at yesterday, and they weren't there.
Or worse, that your buddy told you about.
Oh, yeah. Should have been here yesterday.
He sends you all these pictures, and he's like, I'm going to send you the X, and you go right here, and you're going to set up, and you're going to slay them. And you do not slay them.
No.
Because they ain't there.
There are zero, lied.
Zero. Your buddy?
Zero slay.
Whoever's listening to this, your buddy is a liar. Your buddy lies to you.
He sent you to the wrong spot.
On purpose. To set you up. Makes him look like a better fisherman, and he's laughing at you. Right. He's back at work today laughing. Boat trouble.
What about wrong bait?
Oh, I skipped wrong bait. Wrong bait's wrong a big bait. Time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wrong bait is logical.
They're not eating shrimp today.
You got to match the hatch. Like,
they're
even
not eating greenbacks.
Even on the Yellowstone River out west. Like, if the mayflies are hatching, you don't throw a nymph.
Yeah. If there's no bait to be found anywhere, the white bait, well, they're probably not eating white bait.
Right.
And but if there's white bait everywhere, they're probably not eating shrimp.
There's another problem that goes with that, too. When you have a shrimp run, you can have too much of the right bait. So in other words, when the white bait is in thick, or the glass minnows are in thick, or the shrimp are in thick, sometimes getting the fish to eat yours with the hook in it is a trick.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's so much bait.
There's 200 shrimp around your shrimp, and the odds of it getting whacked are pretty slim.
I've seen that happen many times.
Sure.
The economy of bait.
It is the economy of bait. That's a good word.
Invisible hands of supply and demand.
The Russians.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Take a shot every time Travis talks about the Russians during this episode. You'll love it.
You will enjoy the episode.
Our most popular episode.
I jumped the gun on boat trouble, but I feel like boat trouble can be a super broad excuse.
Oh, it can mean anything.
Like, if your power pole breaks when you get home, if you didn't catch fish,
it's because your power pole broke.
No, you had boat trouble.
Yeah, you boat trouble.
It's a boat trouble.
Right. But it could be like, your electronics just went out.
Your radio doesn't work.
Your radio, yeah.
The courtesy lights are out.
I don't think I've ever been in a boat where the radio does work. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
If the front cockpit courtesy light is out, that's boat trouble if you don't catch fish.
Exactly. Yeah, my right nav light's out.
Yeah, trailer issues. Like if your brake lights don't
brake
work,
lights are trailer out. Issues. Trailer issues.
I think tackle problems goes hand in hand with that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that happens.
We don't leave the dock without like eight setups,
correct.
Eight combos. So if one of them goes down, your whole day is
If
over.
You don't catch fish.
If you don't catch fish,
you have tackle
why.
Problems to
you
fall back
tackle
on.
Tackle problems.
You break a hook off on a fish,
tackle problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very broad.
Bad knot.
Our family for sure.
Oh, tackle problems all the time. Now, normally we catch fish, so it's not something we have to sight back at the dock. However, if you have a bad day, tackle problems.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing can hold true with guns and duck hunting.
The gun jammed.
You get a misfire, that duck you were going to shoot was banded and full plumed and probably a harlequin.
Harlequin.
It was a harlequin king eider hybrid that you were then going to post on Facebook.
Your fishing buddy could be an excuse.
This is touchy, okay? You can use your fishing buddy as an excuse, but there's some rules around this.
Okay.
Like, say Nate and I go fishing. I can use him as an excuse in circles of people that don't know him. But if there's an overlap, like if you did a Venn diagram on this, the people that know Nate and I, like we have to have a different excuse for that group of people.
Both
so travel. This gets complicated.
Yeah, because y'all know a lot of the same people.
Right, but like if Nate goes to work, he can tell his people, oh, the dude I was fishing was a complete moron. Like, he's an idiot, doesn't know what he's doing. I had to basically prop him up all day, tie his lines, tie his hooks, bait his hooks. I can do the same thing if I go to work and tell people that don't know Nate. But in that Venn diagram, like if we come home to tell you, we have to come up with a different story.
Do you both have to have the same excuse if you're telling people you know?
Oh, synchronization of excuses is super important.
Absolutely. You got to have that conversation on the way home.
Yeah, that's paramount. And can we also talk about this? Never, ever, ever. Like you read about in the old days, people would swing by the market and buy fish. That's amateur hour.
Don't do that. Own up to the fact you didn't catch fish, but make a good excuse for it.
Correct.
So you're not really owning up to why you're making an excuse still.
Be honest about the fact that you didn't catch fish.
You're taking the lazy way out on the lazy way out if you buy fish on the way home. So don't do that. Like, man up.
Yeah.
And just put a little thought into it on your ride home. Yeah, fishing buddy's a dicey one. You just need to be careful there. Not saying no, I'm just saying
tread lightly.
Tread lightly. You don't want to alienate your fishing buddy that can go fishing on a Tuesday.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
But like if you have plenty of fishing buddies, maybe this is a good way to get rid of one. Mm. Maybe you can use that to undermine his credibility within your circle of friends.
That's just a jerk move though.
I'm not saying it's not underhanded. Yeah. I'm just saying maybe you can do that.
I think the next one is the most used excuse of all time.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. The tides weren't right.
I've never used that excuse. Today.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. In the last hour, I haven't used that excuse.
All the time.
Literally all the time.
Because it's not just the 12-hour tide or the 8-hour tide.
No.
It's some small portion within that where it's perfect.
Of course. Like the last 30 minutes of the incoming tide. Or the first 30 minutes of the outgoing tide.
Are you a Solander table guy?
I was just about to bring those up.
Go ahead.
No. Well,
Sort of.
Which episode did we talk about fishing apps?
Oh, that was early. Fishing tech. Yeah. It was like episode 4 or 5.
Yeah. So if you go back in the archives, you can listen to that episode. But we talked about the Rise app. And we always like base our vacation days around the Solander table and what days are going to be best to go fishing and the moon and all that stuff. That thing is maybe right 20% of the time.
Well, it's right all the time, but it's affected by wind and weather. Tides are affected, particularly where we fish. If you get a strong east wind or a strong west wind, it can really foul up when that tide's going to turn, like by hours, which then can wreak some havoc on your trip.
Sure.
I'm just saying you have to play the expectations game with yourself, because if you check the Solander tables and then you're like, this is going to be a bad A fishing day, like we're gonna catch everything, and then you go out and no.
I mean, they're a good resource to look at, I think, but don't bet the farm on them.
Here's the other thing. Like, I get to fish a lot more than the average bear.
Average bear?
The average bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
But most guys have to fish when they can fish.
Absolutely.
Saturday morning they get to go
weekend
fishing.
Weekend warriors.
And this is a good excuse for them. The tides weren't right.
Yeah. Because they only fish one day a week.
They had to go because they're only off on Saturdays.
Right.
This is like the entry level excuse. The beginner excuse.
Yeah.
The next one is the fish weren't biting.
This goes with too many fish.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it goes with no fish.
Or the unripe bait. Unripe?
No, but it also goes with too many fish. You're right.
Yeah. Because
if you can see them and they're not biting.
Did you say unripe bait?
I said unripe.
Unripe?
I think it would have been better if you said unripe.
I meant the not right. Incorrect, not right.
The wrong bait?
Now.
The wrong bait.
The wrong bait. She said the unripe bait. Unripe bait?
I have the unripe words.
Do you have anything for this?
No, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I called this the chocolate chip cookie of excuses.
Okay.
Because chocolate chip cookies are good.
Right.
But if you eat chocolate chip cookies all day, every day, you're going to get fat and...
Okay.
And lazy. And you can't do that. like chocolate cookies, chocolate chip cookies are good in moderation.
Yeah, you got to spice up a little bit. Get a snickerdoodle thrown in every now and then.
A snickerdoodle, or maybe throw a banana in every once in a while. Something healthy.
Yeah.
Not on the boat.
I was about to say, not on the boat.
But too much of a good thing. So you can't go to this well very often. Like if you come home and they weren't biting every time you go, or the ducks weren't flying every time you go, at some point you're going to get faced with some awkward spousal questions, such as, maybe you're just not very good at this. Is that a question that you've asked, or is that a statement you've made?
It's unright.
Too many boats.
Yeah, I like this one. Especially on like holiday weekends, right?
Gosh.
It's miserable out there on holiday weekends.
Jet skis and boats.
Yes.
And this is a legit excuse. Because when you talk about tarpon fishing, like we fish the beach for tarpon. To your point, on any weekend in May or June, there's going to be 75 boats fishing the beach for tarpon.
Yeah.
And so if some of those guys, whether it's unethical or just unknowledgeable about how to do it, they're going to run over the fish and put them down and just go shut the bite down. And too many boats is a legit excuse.
Absolutely. That is not an unright excuse.
You know what, though, to provide a different opinion. Well, it's the same opinion, but duck hunting, we like to have lots of boats.
You do like boats because they'll push ducks up.
Yeah, because then we just ping pong them all around to each other. That's my favorite thing.
When they ping pong around?
Yeah, just ping pong
them. That's a technical term?
Right around. All around the thing.
Forgot my lucky hat.
This is an excuse you use regularly.
I have used this excuse before in my life.
I've heard you use this excuse.
All the time.
Nate, is this excuse real? Based on your experience with my lucky hat, is this a legitimate excuse?
Based on my experience with your hat, this is a real excuse.
So why are people hating on it?
I think people don't believe in luck.
Did I tell you guys that Avid quit making that hat?
So now you can never...
He's never caught a fish since.
No. I have my lucky hat. But I'm saying like it's fallen apart after many years and hundreds of trips. And I'm a little stressed. So I bring that hat and then I bring a new hat. And if we're not catching them with the new hat, I switch to the old hat.
Switch it up.
If we don't catch them with the lucky hat, the fish weren't biting.
Or there were too many boats.
Or there were too many boats or too many fish.
Tides weren't right.
Bait wasn't good.
Unripe bait.
Unripe bait. What else we got?
That's it, man.
There's one more.
Banana.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas on the boat.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of somebody using bananas as a backup plan for a bad day of fishing?
Like throwing them overboard?
No. Like you bring them with you. If you don't catch fish on the way home, you're like,
That was stupid.
Yeah,
stupid.
Do you like hide them in the boat and
that's
then be like,
dumb.
Oh, didn't know these were here.
No, Kaylee, these are professional excuses. These are big league level excuses. You don't take a banana in a boat. That's a rookie move.
I know.
You leave the banana in the truck. But then when you get done, before you go home to face your wife so she can look at you as a man, you take the banana and you're like, we brought a banana on the trip on accident.
So this all boils down to pride.
Oh, absolutely. Was there any doubt that that's what this
there
boiled down to?
There wouldn't be any excuses if we didn't have pride.
That seems like
there
a stretch.
Also would be an Instagram.
This is true.
Oh my gosh.
Social media.
What are we missing?
We're not missing anything unless our readers are smarter than us. Wait, unless our listeners are smarter than us. They're smarter than me. But if you want to go be vain with us on social media, we're at Cast and Blast FL on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
You got any more excuses? Moonrise, moonset?
I can sing a song about excuses that I learned in Sunday school.
Wind.
Wind is a great one.
Yeah. Too windy. Not enough wind.
For ducks particularly.
Yeah.
I hate calm days for ducks.
I hate windy days for fishing.
I hate sunny days for ducks. I like cloudy overcast kind of days. I like cloudy overcast days for fishing too. So it can be too sunny or too clear.
Sure.
I feel like there's a lot of weather related.
Lots of weather. You could go on for days about the weather.
All right. Well, hit us up if we've missed any excuses. Let us know in the social medias.
It's time for Keep and Release.
Em, do you have a release?
Ooh, I get to go first. Yes.
I pulled a fast one on you.
You did. I was not expecting
that.
The
Russians made me do it.
Oh, Jesus. Help me.
I will break you.
I defeat all man.
So, let me just... How do you feel about self-checkouts?
How do I feel about self-checkouts?
Yeah.
They are the worst thing in America.
Why?
Because they never work. They don't work right at all. No one has ever self-checked. If you are listening to this and you've ever successfully self-checked out, please let me know.
Kaylee and
you're
Nathan
lying.
Raise their
hands. If you're raising your hand right now, you're a liar.
I just did lying. At Target the other day.
No, it's not possible.
And it took less than a minute and I was out.
It tells you there are things in the bagging area that should not be in the bagging area. It tells you to use the keypad, but it doesn't really want you to use the keypad. It tells you to please wait for a cashier because you bought spray paint.
Wait, whose release is this?
Well, here I wanted to give
she
Travis
used me on this release.
A chance to rant because there's two things in this world that Travis is, he's got some sort of learning deficiency about. One is self-checkouts. The other is drive-through ordering at a restaurant, which I cannot even begin to explain to you how awful that experience is. But I usually like self-checkouts because like the less I have to interact with someone, the happier I am. Yeah, Kaylee's nodding her head. Mm-hmm. So tonight I had to
good
go to Lowe's.
When you nod your head.
I didn't know if I should talk.
Yeah, you can talk. I went to Lowe's today and I was buying marble thresholds. So like the thing you step over when you get into your shower. And they also make like windowsills out of them or shelves out of them for your shower. And they're freaking heavy. It was a 6 foot long thing, 5 inches wide. Anyways, what was that?
Nothing.
All right.
Anyways. I was just rolling my eyes. They can't hear that on the radio.
I get to the front and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go. There's a lady standing in the self-checkout area that works at Lowe's. She doesn't have anyone there. So I take my stuff up and she's like obviously disinterested in helping me. And I'm trying to like turn this marble thing over so she can scan it. And she's like, oh, are you going to pick that up and scan it at the self-checkout? And I was like, no, I was hoping you would take your gun, your like scanner gun and scan it for me. And she's like, well, I don't have one here. And I was like, okay. And then there's like a standoff where we're just staring at each other. And then she's like, you know, we have another cashier open. And I was like, dropped the marble thing. I was like, listen, lady, do you just not want anyone to use self-checkout? Is that what we're doing right now? Is this what you're telling me? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me help you. And like, so disingenuously. Is that the right word?
So your problem with self-checkout was with the cashier at self-checkout?
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose of self-checkout.
It does.
Don't they have, at Lowe's, don't they have the guns there?
I thought they did. And I had just actually
gun
come
control.
From Home Depot.
They had to cut back.
Not today.
I came from Home Depot because I went there first and they didn't have what I wanted. But I did buy things there and they had a gun at the self-checkout and they helped me out. So boo Lowe's. Releasing Lowe's.
And self-checkouts.
And that lady. And home repair.
And
do you have a release, Nate?
So my release this week are taxes. Income tax especially.
Preach.
Because it's basically theft.
It's unconstitutional.
It. Absolutely. Most taxation is unconstitutional,
absolutely.
By the way.
Absolutely. Taxation
like,
without
we
representation.
We threw tea in the harbor. We started a war over way less than this, people. Like,
preach.
What's going on? Anyway.
Amen.
Anyway, I owe all my taxes this year, which is absolutely ridiculous because I barely made any money last year. And I think if you make under a certain amount, you should not have to pay. They should not take anything out, and you should not have to you shouldn't have to pay any taxes if you make less than a certain amount of money.
Okay.
I agree. Anybody less than 100 grand a year, no taxes.
150.
Well, then only 20% of America pays taxes at that point. But
yeah, I hate taxes too. We always pay taxes. We've paid taxes every year we've been alive.
I usually get money back
since I was 16.
I usually get money back.
Yeah.
But this year I'm going to have to pay and it's pissing me off.
Self-employed. I've paid taxes for a million years. I'm just over it now. But I agree with you. I hate it.
It's the worst.
I hate it. So my release, you all remember, I think two episodes ago, I mentioned Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and how I was gifted a membership on the Facebook group.
Right.
So I got my membership packet in the mail today. You get this stuff, right?
I'm a member, but I moved right after I became a member. So I'm thinking my stuff went to my old address.
Okay. So they sent me a magazine Right. Really cool magazine with some different content in it.
It's called Backcountry Journal.
It's called the Backcountry Journal, and I really did enjoy it. Like, it was different stuff than I've read in Field & Stream or Florida Sportsman or anything else. It was, I don't know that it was all good, but it was all different content. So I did enjoy that, and I read it almost cover to cover. But they also sent me two bumper stickers. Have you seen these bumper stickers?
I have not seen these bumper stickers.
Okay. One of them is cool. It's a little BHA
circle.
Circle.
I think I have seen
with
that
I think it's a bear claw in the middle of it. That one's awesome. It's going on the truck. The other one, do you remember like in the 80s and 90s, they had like the big full-size bumper stickers that were like Christian, and it would be like, my co-pilot is a Jewish carpenter, or this car has prayer conditioning, or something like that.
Yeah, very theologically sound.
But they were also these giant.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah, they're
huge,
absolutely huge.
Big-ass bumper stickers. And
yeah.
That's what the other bumper sticker looks like.
Really?
Yes. Like, it's fantastic.
Do you have it?
Hold on.
No.
So we have circle.
Cute. Yeah,
I like it.
That can go on a car. Mm-hmm. You would not be embarrassed by this.
Nope.
The backcountry, where the road ends and adventure begins.
Oh, no. That looks like one of those, my kid is an honor student at.
Yes. So maybe it's because they have a wide age discrepancy in their membership platform.
Yeah, but I feel like BHA is like the hip, cool.
I do too.
Group. And that's not. No. And it's not even a little bit.
I ain't putting that on nothing.
I like the circle ones. The little circle ones are great.
Yeah, I like that a lot. But that
the
big
rectangle one is not.
So my release item is the big rectangle bumper sticker.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know people still made these. You remember the reward bumper stickers?
Yes.
For hunting, it would say like reward for violators call FWC. It reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my release item.
That's okay.
That's a solid release, right?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
However, my keep item, I'm going to go first on this because I'm going to make up for it. When I was reading through the BHA journal, the Backcountry Journal, have you heard of What Would Teddy Roosevelt Do?
I have not, but I'm interested immediately.
So backcountry hunters and anglers set up a website called whatwouldtrdo.org. And in it, they take every platform statement that is made by the Trump administration, and they give it a thumbs up or thumbs down in contrast to what Roosevelt would have done with the same policy related to the outdoors.
I like it.
So if Ryan Zink comes on and says, you know, we want to dump oil on all the land, they would give that a thumbs down. If he comes on and says, we want to open up more land for people to be able to hunt and fish on, he would give that a thumbs up.
Yes.
So super interesting website. Super interesting.
No, I'm looking at it right now and it's awesome.
It really is. It's really clean. It's really well done. It's
really
easy to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes, but you should absolutely check it out. It's not a Trump bash. It's not a pro-Trump.
It's literally like issue by issue.
It's issue by issue where they think Teddy Roosevelt would have come down on that issue as the great conservationist.
Right.
So check it out. I just thought that's a really unique idea in this day and age.
For sure.
I wish they'd sent me a What Would Teddy Roosevelt Do bumper sticker or bracelet.
What would TR do?
What would TR do? WWTRD.
WTRD. WWTRD.
WWTRD.
I like it.
You have a keep item?
Yeah, my keep item is not something you look up on the internet, but it's the shrimp we had tonight that we grilled.
First off, we dominated grilling.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we tag-teamed the grill.
We killed it, man.
It was amazing.
It was great. And those shrimp were legit.
Yes, they were.
And you made, like, some lime chili butter that we kind of brushed over top.
Yeah, there was some hate thrown from one of the microphones about that butter.
It was a little bit heavy on the lime.
It was a little limey.
I think next time you make that butter, just a little less lime.
It was appropriate for a pirate.
What?
Limey. That's a Brit.
Blimey.
Blimey?
Limey.
Yeah, that's a...
It's blimey, though. It's not limey.
Oh.
With a B.
It's with a B.
It's not a limey
blimey.
Brit.
I thought it was a limey Brit. I thought that was something pirate said.
I don't know
nothing about any of
I've
that
never
crap.
Heard
anyway,
blimey.
All I know is those shrimp are really good. And if you want to make some good shrimp, grill them on a skewer and mix some lime and some chili powder.
Yeah, we just
powder.
Did some lime zest and chili powder in with butter. And we forgot the honey, evidently, according to one member of this panel who has not spoken yet.
Yeah. So you said you were going to use my honey lime chili butter recipe, but you just did lime butter.
She thought it was unripe.
It was good. So I'm keeping grilled shrimp on a skewer.
Hey, we're big time.
Big time.
Em, do you have a keep?
I do. So my keep this week is a new podcast. It's called the Life Coach Podcast. Wait, it's called the Life Coach School Podcast. I'll get it right. And I'm really enjoying it. There's this lady. Can I get her name and you can edit out my pause?
I might just leave your pause in.
Dramatic effect.
Yeah, because every week you send people to other podcasts because you don't like our podcast no more.
I do too. That's silly. Her name's Brooke Castillo, and she does these really awesome little 20 or 30 minute episodes. And one of the ones I listened to was called How to Not Be Shy. And because I have a really hard time like in going to a social like happy hour or going to things where there's going to be small talk, like I get really, really, really uncomfortable. And it's hard to be a human in America and not do small talk. So she talks about the difference between shy, introvert, and socially awkward. And she's like, people lump those together, but they're very, very, very different. So that was kind of a nice like stretch for my mind. And then she had another episode about urges, which was really, really interesting. And she was, you know, people all struggle with sugar addictions, alcohol addictions, nicotine addictions, whatever. And she was just talking about urges and how to deal with them and comparing them to like a 2-year-old tantrum and an urge you feel in your mind or your body. So it was just really, really cool. I enjoyed them. If you're into psychology or any of that kind of stuff, you might like it too. So it's called the Life Coach School Podcast with Brooke Castillo. Check it out. We'll link to it.
We'll put it in the show notes because I do the show notes now. So I'll put it in there if I like it.
Very own grown-up podcaster.
What I should do is put it in there and redirect them to our podcast.
Yeah, link her podcast, but the link actually takes you to our
website.
That's
money.
Trickster. There you go. Cool idea. Maybe resist that urge.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media at Cast and Blast FL.